Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tyreek. How can I help you?
Hi. You say your name is Tyreek?
Yes, sir.
Oh, very good. Can I call you in regards to my account? I can give
yes,
you
sir.
My phone number.
Oh,
my phone number.
What's your zip code?
Oh, thank you. It's 98604.
And what's your first and last name?
Todd Hamill.
And for security purposes, can you verify your address, Mr. Hamill?
Yes, it's in Battleground, Washington at 118 Southwest 12th Circle.
Yes, sir. How can I help you today, Mr. Todd? I see that you have ordered like some mail enhancement and some screen booster.
That was back then.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I'm actually looking for, and let's see if I got her name right here, Amia. Is she working right now?
No, sir. No, she's gone for the day.
She's gone. Okay, well, then I can just, if she's going to be out working tomorrow, I'll call her tomorrow.
She's got the whole story. Yes, sir. She's going to be working tomorrow. What was she going to do for you, Mr. Todd?
Okay. So, yeah, without having to read all the notes, the back and forth, et cetera, in order for the account to get reinstated, I was going to pay the $23.50 for the mail enhancement, which actually works well. And then, and this is from an old guy. You're a young guy.
Yes, sir.
You probably don't have to worry about it right now. But anyway, my point is, right. But for sure, it's actually very beneficial. Feel healthy. The idea here was I didn't need the strength. It's not for me. And they canceled the account. Well, again, backstory, it's all in the notes there. It was actually the fault of the company, Goliath Max, or the billing, probably not even Goliath, probably the billing company. They were going to reinstate it if I paid the $23.50 for the old, for the last bottle of the mail enhancement, plus get started on a new bottle. And so I was going to pay $47 to have the account reinstated. But I was also working with Amia on that, and no offense to you, Tyreek, but I can wait for her.
Okay, that's all fine, because I see she put a note over here also stating that so it won't be in the trouble that she would work with you with reopening your account.
Yeah, that was the point, yes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Not judging and nothing. It just some, you know, things don't always go right. I mean,
yes, I understand.
Ever been in a traffic accident? It's like, that wasn't my fault. And sometimes it is your fault. So anyhow, she was going to fix that and get that taken care of for me. And so I'll wait for her because she's.
Give her a call back tomorrow. She will be here tomorrow.
Oh, she will be there tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And just anytime in the afternoon, or should I call her in the morning?
Let me see what time was over. Let me see what time she was here yesterday.
I think she works the later shift.
Yes, sir. You can call her back in later day evening, because that's what time I see she made the note.
Yeah, that for sure. She did, right? Sure. Now, just for reference, you're in a central time zone?
Yes, sir.
So I got almost 4 o'clock, so you're almost 6 p.m. there, right?
Yes, sir. We're almost 6 p.m., yes, sir.
Okay. So great. Then I will call after 2 p.m. your time, and I hope that she'll be on by that time.
She's going to be here then.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Tyreek. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling Co-Support.
All right. Take it easy, man. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.